and remembering comedian Jerry Lewis, who has passed away at the age of 91. He raised billions of dollars for muscular dystrophy through Jerry's Kids. The White House put out a statement, said Mr. Lewis loved his country, and his country loved him right back. More at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Good Monday morning. My gosh, it's the 21st of August, 2017. Five and one half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
And world history happens today.
World history.
Especially American history.
Well, it's the first time since June 1917 we're having a coast-to-coast solar eclipse. Wow. But there's a lot of other things going on. Good morning, Jared. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Hey, Jared says, can I leave right after the show so I can go out and stare at the eclipse? I said, do you have glasses? He goes, no. He says, but I have good eyes. So we're going to talk about that today around 7:30. We're going to have somebody call in about that. Good morning. What's the weather look like?
We are currently at 72 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a hot day with about 101. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 70. And tomorrow calls for, Tuesday's mostly sunny and hot with a high near 98. 30% chance of showers tomorrow night and thunderstorms before 11. Mostly cloudy with lows of around 72 tomorrow night. Wednesday calls for mostly sunny and hot with a high near 99. Thursday's 99. Friday's 101. That's just a quick forecast into the future, but today it will be beautiful and clear, mostly clear through some of the smoke, as we say. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
We have a busy show today. We're going to kick it off with Brian Crabtree. Brian's been on the show before, a talk show host, but he's also a blog writer, writes for so many different groups. And last week, Steve Bannon left the White House, and it was I have a number of questions for Brian. Good morning, though.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Good to be back. Hey, Brian, is this a huge victory for the left?
In some ways, it is. I had said for a while that perhaps Bannon should be removed from the White House, but the reason that we shouldn't have removed him, in my view, in the past is because it would be saying to the left and to the media, you still have influence and power, and it would almost indulge and encourage them to continue these sort of attacks. I think Bannon was completely mischaracterized, and puffing doesn't do it justice. Some of it outright lies, to assume that everything Breitbart printed during his tenure he endorsed. It's like saying everything on your radio station, just because you're doing a show you believe in and wholly endorse, just because of affiliation. It's that kind of ridiculousness, and I think that this was a bit of a victory for the left, but it's the kind of victory that I think in leadership you have to be humble and give your opponents these kinds of pseudo victories. Because let's face it, at the end of the day, Bannon still has Trump's cell phone number and vice versa, and they're going to be chatting frequently because it's an important constituency that Bannon represents. And I'm not talking about the alt-right. I'm talking about the Breitbart crowd. And I did some research over the weekend to give your listeners some idea of the power of just Breitbart.com. If you take ABC News, NBC News, and CBS News digital components together, just the news operation, not the networks, add them all up, their websites don't have as much traffic as Breitbart.
Wow. Well, that's a big impact. And because, as we know, it's more and more digital.
Yeah, and you know, when Breitbart came down to the CNN fake news rally that I was a part of here 3 or 4 weeks ago in Atlanta, I think it was something like 110,000 people on a Saturday afternoon, middle of a sunny day, was watching Breitbart's live feed of that. The number could have been much larger in the end. But that's as big as a cable network, as such as CNN had in their audience ranks during that same time frame on a Saturday. Virtually the same audience on a digital website with basically a YouTube camera versus CNN's entire studio where there was a protest. And so, you know, you've got digital media is overtaking the mainstream media. And part of the reason that you're seeing this outrage, this disgust, this constant, visceral coverage of the president by ABC, CNN, CBS, MSNBC, and others is because basically those traditional heritage legacy networks and news operations, they're struggling to keep up digitally in this age where someone that's creative with a blog site can get just as much traffic on a given day as they can. And all it takes is for Drudge to pick up a headline on one website, and all of a sudden a million people show up. The media doesn't have that power anymore. Digital media does, and the traditional media is far behind in figuring out how to harness that power.
I believe you're right. Now, but then Bannon was a lightning rod, wasn't he?
To some extent. I think that's overblown. It depends on who you talk to. If you are one of the moderates in the White House and you wanted to moderate this president, then certainly Steve Bannon was a radical. If you are a typical Republican, I think a dose of Steve Bannon whispering in Trump's ear is a breath of fresh air. I don't think Steve Bannon is nearly as far to the right as many people categorize him. He's just a nationalist economic agenda guy. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's where it starts. That's where it ends. And that's the message that ultimately resonated with the American people during the election. The media still doesn't get that. Conflating Bannon into all of this alt-right, neo-Nazi, white nationalist, KKK, blah, blah, blah. I mean, all of that is just the media sitting back in a room trying to figure out how to one-up the headline of their competition so they can get more eyeballs and actually, in fact, be part of the news instead of just reporting it. I don't buy those arguments. I know a lot of people, including my own sister-in-law, who has had frequent meetings during the Breitbart years with Steve Bannon. I have friends in the media business. She's in the video business, and that's how she got to know him. And they tell me an account of Steve Bannon consistently that's the same man, gentle man, good American, and doesn't have a racist bone in his body. So that's what I hear from the people who have met with him, sat with him, done business with him. And that's five or six people I've talked to.
It was pretty clear that he really brought some order to the Trump candidacy when he was running. And he and Kellyanne, when they came in, seemed like it changed the whole focus of the Trump campaign enough to win it.
Yeah, that's where the drain the swamp, and the real solid national economic agenda message came from right at the end that pushed Trump to the finish line. And that had a serious impact on the election. But let's be clear here. Let's be pragmatic about it. You needed General Kelly as the White House chief of staff, a military guy,
yes.
Order, black and white, do it now, do it with discipline, don't leak, don't sidestep your job. If you're not in with us as part of this team, get off the team. And so when you've got a Steve Bannon in this change that's necessary, this is a different era for the Trump administration, and he's going to go through these eras much more rapidly than a Bush or an Obama. You know, a Trump in 6 months will do and create as much accomplishment and chaos as a president may do in an entire 4 years.
Well, Brian, and you just said something that's interesting. When Kelly came in, Bannon left. Was there a fistfight going on between them?
No, I think it's just a philosophical difference. I mean, you can't have people at those significant levels of an organization philosophically as malaligned as those two happen to be. And I'm a fan of both of them, by the way. I'm a fan of General Kelly because what he did in the Border Patrol and Security Department, DHS,
yeah,
in the time that he was there,
right.
Pardon the stumble there, what he did was, I think you can give him credit in great fashion for 70-80% decline in illegal border crossings and a really toughening up of our immigration enforcement. And he really got that department in order. So I have no doubt he gets 1,400 employees in the White House in order, and that means a bunch of them are going to have to go. And sometimes it's not that the employee is bad. We've seen this in radio over the years. If you've been in radio, I remember a program director, they came into a radio station. He says, never has the whole staff ever made it over the course of the first year I come, because I never know who's loyal to me and who's loyal to the past regime. And if I'm being brought into a station, it's usually because the station's ratings are struggling and I need to make significant changes. And so in terms of the White House, in some political circles, Trump needs to get focused now on the political power of the White House and not so much the election power of the White House. And I think he took the election crew as far as they could go, and now he needs people who know how to make and effect change in Washington.
I think that's a great statement you just made, Brian. And, I remember once hearing when they were doing a documentary on the Clinton years, and one of his, Podesta, I think, it was one of his major players, said, hey, when we came in, we knew how to win elections. We didn't know how to run the country. And I think I can see maybe a parallel to that. We know how to win the election, but we're still feeling around about how we're going to make this thing happen. So that's a really good point. The ones that got him elected can only take him so far. Now you've got to get the ones in there that are going to be able to carry out what he sees, his visions. And he's a vision guy, but you need the people to be able to put it together and make it work. So that makes sense.
Yeah, and one thing, this didn't get much coverage because of Charlottesville, but Hope Hicks has been named the interim communications director for the entire White House. Hope Hicks is 26 years old. She was with him from the time he came down the escalator announcing his run for presidency. She was the press secretary ultimately for the campaign. I've interacted with her many times. She is a brilliant woman. She stays out of the fray. She has a bit of a personality. She can joke around a little bit, but she make no mistake, is not someone that leaks. She's not someone that does anything but protect the president. She doesn't seem to have a personal agenda. And I submit that she is the long-term choice for communications director, but they gave her the interim role because in the Trump presidency, and this is no slam on Trump, this is actually, it's not even a backhanded compliment, it's just the fact that he is so fast at what he does and so smart. You know, you don't know if someone can keep up and make it in that role in the White House for a very long period of time, if for no other reason than it's exhausting. So they probably know that they don't want to give Hope the job formally and then have to take it away in 6 to 8 months because she runs out of fuel or steam. That's the way this is going to go.
Okay, hey, Brian, we got to run, but how do people get a hold of you, see what you've been writing, and be able to listen to you?
Yeah, all of it's on talk40.com, talk40.com. We've got lots of coverage and analysis of all of this right there.
Well, thanks a lot. This is the second time we've had you on, and it won't be the last time. You got really good insight to all these things. I'd like to have maybe come in one day, and we'll talk about Charlottesville. Because
I would say that's a pleasure, but it would be a service, not a pleasure. I'd love to do it.
Yeah, okay. All right, Brian, we'll set that one up too. All right, thanks very much. That was,
Thank you. You
bet, Brian Crabtree of Talk 40 Radio. Okay, here we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. We've got a bunch of stuff on the solar eclipse coming in, letters to the editor, wild cards going to roll in here around 8:30. But we've got a lot to talk about today on this Monday, and including how do you get arrested 3 times in 1 month, in less than 1 month, and still be able to go out and attack somebody with a knife? We'll be right back.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard hard to find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Monday. It's Eclipse Day, not just in Redding, California, but it's Eclipse Day. It's a national, this is a it's amazing what's happening, but we have a couple announcements regarding the eclipse. Now, if you got your glasses at any Dutch Brothers, they're recalling them. And we've been talking about this throughout the weekend. We got ours at Turtle Bay. There has to be a special number. In fact, I'm sorry, I got to pull that back up on the computer. A special number on your glasses. And we've already found out, you know, of course, we look right away to see about this number that shows that it's through NASA that these glasses were the ones from Turtle Bay. So a lot of people are recalling their glasses, and if you're listening to this program and you did get your glasses at
Dutch Brothers,
take them back to the Dutch Brothers that you got them from, and they will give you a drink of any size of your choosing.
That's right.
So,
and they, and by the way, they bought these from they thought was the,
right.
an accredited agency
right.
who said, "Oh no, these meet
the criteria."
And then they went back and checked it again, and they're not sure, so they're not going to even take a chance. So if you got any, if you got these solar eclipse glasses from Dutch Bro, take them back to the store you got them, turn them in, get a free drink of any size. So, and we were going to come up and tell you, we're going to give you those numbers here in a couple seconds as soon as we pull them up. There's going to be solar eclipse parties everywhere. We're going to have a lady on at 7:30 who's going to talk about the eclipse. Maybe she's got the numbers if we Linda's looking them up right now. The sadness this weekend, Jerry Lewis died.
Jerry Lewis, 91 years of age, you know, such a phenomenon. He had two stars on the Walk of Fame, a Hollywood Walk of Fame, one for his films and one for his television work. And you know that he was just considered a what do you want to call it, like a legend in Paris and in France. He was the grandfather of comedy and entertainment and his films. He was born Joseph Levitch on March 16, 1926 in Newark, New Jersey. He was the son of entertainers Danny Levitch, a song and dance man, and Ray Levitch, a pianist. They performed with the surname Lewis during vaudeville acts. Ray lived in Las Vegas for 8 years and is buried in Palm Valley View Cemetery. That's his dad. In 1946, Lewis co-starred a nightclub act with Dean Martin, of course, rising to meteoric fame. In the act, Martin was calm, singing unflappily. Lewis was jittery, scampering manically.
Which set he would set the band's sheet music on fire. He would cut people's ties off. He would start food fights. And Alan King said it was the most laughter he'd ever heard from a nightclub act ever.
And so occasionally, because he lived in Vegas, you know Carrot Top, has a standing show, so he would go and perform with. And, of course, he's known through his muscular dystrophy. Remember the big telethons that would go all weekend long?
44 years of it.
And I was on with the Gold Diggers. We did three of those shows in Vegas. And so I had the opportunity of working alongside or around him, never like hanging out with him, because, of course, he stayed up the entire time. And he had got, you know, his guys around him, you know, kind of escorting him from this place to that place. And he was manic then, you know. But he did some wonderful work. He's left a huge legacy in the comedy world. He did films. He kind of stretched out, kind of like a Peter Sellers, you know. He stretched outside and did kind of real zany comedy in film. He also became, again, Europe. For his acting in philanthropy, the French government inducted Lewis into the French Legion of Honor and named him Commander of the Order of Arts and Letters. That's huge.
Well, he's just kind of like one of the last ones.
91.
He was kind of like one of the last ones.
Now let me see if I can find the solar.
Okay, I've already got that.
Okay.
The ISO number that you've got to be looking on is the. Is ISO 12312-2. It should be on your glasses, and it should be ISO 12 in compliance with ISO 12312-2. And I just got that off the NASA site that says authorized dealers of Eclipse glasses and handheld solar viewers verified. verified to be in compliance with the ISO 12312-2 International Safety Standard for such products. And you always inspect your solar filter before used, and if it's scratched or anything like that, don't use it. And it's going to go from, of course, Portland all the way across the United States with a swath. I think it's like, 27 miles, and it ends up in South Carolina. And if you went up to Portland, up in that area, they said that, you know, they thought that millions of people were going to be up there. Well, one of the guys from Channel 7 is up on the campground. He's just half empty because people got scared away because all they were hearing about was the number of people on the road. There'd be no room for anybody and all that. So anyway, I put that in our chat room, and I'll put a little something. Must be compliant with this ISO numbers. So again, ISO 12312-2. Get your glasses out and say they've got to be compliant with that. We of course got ours from Turtle Bay. We've given away all the ones we have, and at 9 o'clock, we're all trotting out of the station to go out and start looking at this. It starts at 9:02, and it should be the max at around 10, in between 10:05 and 10:16. So you can a good place to look at it is Turtle Bay. I heard a lot of people were going out to Shasta Dam area. You know, think about it. That'd be kind of a cool out there. But Turtle Bay on the bridge. Wouldn't that be, you know, that's great.
So you've joined the rest of the country in celebrating today's solar eclipse. It's so important. Whatever you do, don't stare directly into the sun because you'll have eclipse blindness, damage to the retina through solar radiation. It's real. It can happen within seconds, appearing into the great fiery orb.
Okay, now here's the thing is, if you're in the middle of it, you know, in the path where the whole sun is blotted out, that's one thing. But if it's showing any around, and what we're going to be seeing is like a 90% of coverage where we are down here, you look up at the sun because it's even if it's 90% coverage, you're going to burn your eyes. So don't look at it, and don't worry about your animals. They do not need solar shades. Why? Dogs do not look at the sun. Dogs are too smart for that. It's only people that do things like that.
No, I was up at the doggy park yesterday, and this woman was absolutely adamant about the your animals should be inside.
Well, you know, some people think that, you know, because it goes dark. Think about this. All the big solar farms, they've made a bunch of plans for this because when the solar eclipse goes, and it's going to cut back an amount of sun that's coming through for them. So they've built up additional energy, you know, to be able to take care of that drastic drop. And then it's going to surge back, you know, 2 minutes later. So anyway, okay. The one thing is, we know one thing that doesn't change.
Our sleep number bed.
Our sleep number bed. My sleep number setting is...
I don't know, after we
My sleep number setting is 55.
Mine was 45 last night, but it was very hard to, after watching Game of Thrones, it just wanted to go after the throne, after the thronism experience last night.
Got.
I had to go.
I had to take you down to 40 last night because you were
you?
A little tossing and turning.
Were you in charge?
I was in charge of that.
You're in charge of the
That's
controls,
right.
not even
but
know
But you
it.
Know what? If you you know what? If you just want to go to sleep and not worry about it, then you're talking about the sleep number 365. That's right, the sleep number bed that automatically adjusts. The sleep number 360 bed that automatically adjusts you while you're sleeping. Does it get any better than that? I think not. Not only that, we've slept on sleep number. We've used sleep number for years, and we have nothing but great things to say about it. Our friends ask us about it, all of these things. So what can I say about sleep number is that if you don't go down to Target Shopping Center, to the sleep number store, and at least try it. Just try it. That's all I'm saying is just try it. Go down there and try it and see what you think and see the things it can do for you. We really like our beds. When you go down there, you tell them that Carl and Linda sent you. That's all you have to do because how many Carl and Lindas are together in this town? Just go down to the Sleep Number store. Carl and Linda sent us. We just want to try out the bed. Do it after the eclipse. Just run on down there and just have your glasses on if you want and just lay there. Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages with our guest who's going to talk about the eclipse. It is 7:31 in the morning, 72 degrees, going up to 101 today. Remember, say these words to yourself. Do not stare at the sun. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey, Carl, let's find a new place to eat. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried the Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro?
No, I haven't yet. What's it like?
Hey, it's great. Locally owned and operated. The owner, Susan, does a superb job. Food's outstanding, and the entire dining experience is well worth that short trip to Palo Cedro.
Okay, what are their hours?
7:30 to 2, Saturday through Tuesday. 7:30 to 8, Wednesday through Friday. You won't be sorry that you went out there.
All right, let's go.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on Monday, the 21st of August, 2017. 72 degrees, going up to 101 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans right there. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark has got the most compassionate in-home healthcare. It's locally owned, quality service, and we know her personally, and we know that if anything happened to one of our parents, that she's is the company, Home Helpers is the company we call, to go in and assist and be with them. I can't give them any higher accolades than that. Sharon Clark and Home Helpers, give her a call, 226-8350. Every one of her people are background checked, trained so well, you don't have to worry about them. She handpicks each one for each family. Okay, Home Helpers, 226-8350.
Good morning, everybody, and we're very excited here on KCNR 1460. I didn't mean to cut right back in
on
you.
No, we need to do that.
Currently 72 degrees. Our temperature today will be 101 in Redding. And, of course, everybody's en route or trying to gather themselves because of this phenomenon that we have today that's happening here just about 9, a little after 9, lasting until about 10:15. On this California West Coast. With us this morning is our expert, Lydia Ramsey, and we're very excited to have you calling in on KCNR. How are you, and what can you tell us?
Hey, good morning. I'm good.
So,
I can tell you a lot. What do you want to know?
Well, you know what? We just had one of our major, a place called Dutch Bros, which is all over out here in the Northwest in California, and they just had to recall every one of their glasses that they had bought and people had, you know, that they had sold at their stores. And we're talking, you know, literally hundreds of stores because they went, you know, they were checking on them. They just were not positive that the company that sold it to them gave them the NASA compliant glasses. So they're pulling them all back in today, right now, before the eclipse. Is this a big problem here in the United States?
Yikes. Yeah, there has been a big problem with fake or not up to code glasses floating around from different retailers. I think Amazon had to do some recalling as well. But there is some good news. I mean, obviously you don't want to use these faulty glasses if you know there are ways to check to make sure that they're compliant. Mostly there's a special barcode and you can go online and cross-reference it with NASA. But if you don't feel super safe with that, there are still ways to see the eclipse, even if you don't have the glasses. That one way is to even just hold up your hand. If you hold up your hand and you have your back toward the sun and you project it onto a wall or a piece of paper, you should be able to see the eclipse, especially a partial eclipse. There's that way. You can build a pinhole camera. There are instructions to do that on the internet. There's a ton of different ways to see it that don't require you to look kind of directly at the sun. You should definitely never do that. But if you have solar glasses, you should be okay, as long as they're not faulty.
So, Lydia Ramsey, we get a lot of agencies that put names in front of us, and we just thought this would be a great, obviously, so topical right now. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I'm a reporter here at Business Insider. I usually cover healthcare, pharma, and biotech, but today I'm all about the eclipse. I'm helping out our science team as we report on all that's happening with the eclipse and what it'll look like and what the weather's looking like across the United States. And it's been really fun.
Well, you know what? When you're looking at, you know, I just heard something today that if you are in the path of the eclipse, the direct path, you can look at it without glasses if it's totally blacked out. Is that true?
That is true, yeah. There's a brief that moment of totality when the sun is completely blacked out by the moon, you can look at it for those couple. It only lasts about a minute or two, and then you'll start to see a blindingly bright light again from the sun. It's a pretty, from what I hear and what I've been reading, it's a pretty spectacular event. It gets really dark, and its temperature even drops a few degrees, and things start happening. So it is a pretty cool moment, and yeah, that moment is the one and only time when it is safe to look at it without glasses.
Well, I understand if you're captured by the troglodytes and they're getting ready to, make you a sacrifice, if you tell them when the eclipse happens, it'll save your life. Is that true?
Yeah, I don't know a ton about that, but there's definitely some wacky conspiracies going around.
Okay, we're up here, of course, in Northern California, and we're getting like a 90 to 91%. So what we've told everybody is that you... Even with 91% of it, eclipsed, you don't dare look at the sun.
Correct, yes. Unless you're in the path of totality, which is a bit farther north than you guys, you should never look at it without your glasses. Again, it's only for the moment of totality, which really only lasts a minute or two. It's better to be safe than sorry.
Well, where are you located at?
I'm here in New York, so we're only getting about 70% coverage, so we'll definitely need our glasses the whole time.
So what do you think? Is there going to be like a million people standing on the streets of New York today? Or can you even see this? Can you see the sun when you're in New York?
You can, yeah. I was just checking it out a few minutes ago. It's a few clouds here, but we should be okay. The partial eclipse for us will last a couple hours here in the afternoon. So maybe we'll see a bunch of crowds, but the businesses that are... folks who work here, we're moving over to Madison Square Park, which is just a few blocks away from us, and we're going to try to see if we can check it out over there.
Okay. Any big exciting news you need to tell us about it?
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple of really interesting things to look out for. I mentioned that there's pinhole cameras and stuff, but one of the cool environmental things you can look out for, you can look at how the eclipse looks through the trees. Your trees, the leaves in the trees will reflect or project the eclipse onto surfaces. So if you're standing near a tree and look at the shadows it casts, you should be able to see the eclipse in that. So there's definitely a lot to observe when you're out there looking at the eclipse.
I have seen photos of those, and that's just amazing, too, when it comes through the trees like that. And,
yeah.
In fact, saw one of those today on our local news station, and I didn't realize that would happen. I don't think I have really been involved in an eclipse. Oh, my gosh, it's got to be decades now. Yeah, either
right.
Because I didn't,
yeah.
It was so far away, or I just didn't really care, or I was doing something else.
Yeah,
but this is big.
It's pretty cool. This is the first full total eclipse in a couple of decades, and there will be another one coming up. I know it passes through upstate New York in 2024, so that'll be the next one the U.S. gets to see.
Well, this is the first total coast-to-coast eclipse since, like, 1917.
Right, yeah. It's been a while. It's really cool that all of the United States will get a chance to view the eclipse at some level today.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, I'm glad that we got you on the line here, especially about the – do you know how to do the pinhole camera?
I haven't built one myself, but I know there are some easy ways. I was actually learning that you can use a colander. If you hold a colander above your head and you stand with your back toward the sun, you can project it onto a piece of paper or a piece of cardboard, and it works kind of the same as a pinhole camera. So there's a lot of different options out there.
Colander, okay. Everybody's got a colander. Yeah, okay. We were looking at it, making sure everybody knew it was the NASA number, was the ISO, was 12312-2. Because, like we said, this was a big surprise, watching people trying to pull back these glasses at the last second. Well,
you just definitely want to be safe rather than sorry.
So, do you think this eclipse is caused by President Trump?
Oh, man. It's a major astronomical event. It's been planned out for years. So.
Are you sure? Are you sure it wasn't caused by Donald Trump coming in? He's blotted out the sun?
Oh, my gosh.
This is Business Insider. I know. I read you guys. Okay.
Okay, Lydia. Thank you so much. And listen, enjoy your day today. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic.
All right. Thank you so much. You guys, too.
All right. Have a good one.
And again, we've got the total eclipse. It's not happening everywhere, but there's a couple places you need to know. In Madrid, Oregon, Idaho, Wyoming, Lincoln, Nebraska, Jefferson, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, and South Carolina.
Nashville has got a total eclipse.
Total eclipse.
Nashville does. Yes. That's just right up. Yeah, because we talked to my sister yesterday. She's in Chattanooga. Okay.
And, of course, then again, on this NASA eclipse, it does talk again about your safety glasses. And, again, your glasses must say ISO 12312-2 compliant. Those are the special shades. If you don't have those numbers on there. Also, partial eclipse, glasses on, diamond ring, glasses on. They call it Bailey's beads, glasses on, which means just little beads still coming through. The only time you look up without your glasses on is when it's in totality, and I'm not sure.
It's not here.
Not
it's
here.
Not here. It's those places we just talked about, Madras, Oregon, Nashville, Tennessee. And if you're not there, you know what? And your kids. You know, if schools are actually maybe not even going to have recess during that time because they're afraid the kids are going to look at the sun.
Yeah.
And because they're kids. And, you know, and I'm worried about all of our producers, frankly. You know, and I've got to tell them this. And I'm thinking about, you know, look, I'm going to keep you guys inside until this thing is over because I know you want to look at it.
So the glasses are sold out. People can't get them.
I don't know.
But there's a few places they said that you, 7-Eleven?
I don't know.
And Walmart?
Maybe,
I'm not sure if
maybe
I was going
still?
Online to talk about.
No. If you're trying to get them online, it's too late, of course. Okay, look, we got to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bella Lovie Wigs. You know, wigs are, means is a good wig means you're always ready for any event. And you can just come home, slap it on. You don't slap it on.
No,
I realize
you've
worn extensions and you've had wigs and all these things. You even met me one time when I came back from a trip one time, and this person standing down there with a long, you know, with long black hair. And
yep.
I said, "Who's that?" It was you. That was funny.
That was cute.
But I tell you what, you can go see Heidi at Bella Lavie.
And we tell you nothing more.
I tell you nothing more than what you need to know.
You will like
and
it.
Then you is go see. And if you want to like it, you can go see Heidi at Bella Lavie Wig Boutique. Give her a call at 355-7375. Stop by there. She's right across. She's right on the corner across from Cascade Theater. And as you pull up, you know, to the stop sign right there, she's right there. So it's easy to get to. Parking right there. All of that. Go in and see Heidi. And you know what? Tell her that Carl and Linda sent you. And why am I saying that? It's because we, you know, people that support us, we want to support them. We know our listeners go out and support our clients and our advertisers. So, but go in and just let them know, hey, Carl and Linda sent us. You never can tell. Might get some surprises down there for some of these businesses. We'll be right back. It's 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 72 degrees going up to 101.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and
contentious. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer declared recently that the United States is not interested in a mere tweaking of NAFTA and will seek an ambitious rewrite of a deal the Trump administration blames for hundreds of thousands of lost U.S. factory jobs. Jeremy House, Washington.
We're just a couple of hours away from the eclipse. A few general time frames for today. Lincoln, Nebraska, your start time is at 11:37 with total sun obscurity at 103. Hopkinsville, Kentucky, starting at 11:56 your time, lights out at 1:25. Tallulah Falls, Georgia, the eclipse starts at 1:07 your time with total obscurity at 2:37. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-489-8876. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily insider's market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I use to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I could trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes, leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-489-8876. Call 800-489-8876. 800-489-8876.
In Spain, police are still searching for Younes Abu Yaqub, the last of the 12 ISIS suspects to remain on the run following last week's deadly attack in Barcelona.
Spanish police say Abu Yaqub has not returned home to the town of Ripoll, where the entire cell of 12 people is from, and that there is an international search for him. France has been warned, and there's a European mandate for his arrest.
Correspondent Lori Hinnant, the 22-year-old, is said to be the driver of the van. Three security images show a slim man wearing sunglasses calmly walking away from the chaos. A small earthquake hit the Cook Inlet region of Alaska near Anchorage. The magnitude 2.8 quake struck at 9 a.m. Sunday morning. So far, no reports of any major damage, and just minor injuries were reported. Breaking news and analysis can be found at townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. A Danish inventor charged over the deaths of a Swedish journalist has said she died in an accident on his submarine and that he buried her at sea.
Peter Madsen is a 46-year-old engineer and inventor who raised funds on the internet to build his 18-meter-long submarine, the Nautilus. 30-year-old Kim Vall, an internationally published journalist, joined him for a trip to write about the project. What happened next is murky. He texted a friend to say he'd dropped her off on an island, but later he was rescued when the sub sank in Copenhagen Harbour. Police think it was deliberately scuttled and have held Mr. Madsen on suspicion of manslaughter. He now says he buried her at sea after an accident. A search for the body continues.
BBC's Mike Sanders and the U.S. Embassy in Russia will suspend issuing non-immigrant visas in Moscow for 8 days. This is in response to the Russian decision to cut U.S. Embassy staff substantially. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Monday, the 21st of August, 2017, 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at kcnr1460.com. Linda, what's it look like weather today on Solar Eclipse Day?
Solar Eclipse Day. It's currently 73 degrees in the downtown studios, folks. Our highs today will be 101 with mostly clear evening. We'll probably have a little bit of smoke fog in the sky, but our lows will be 70 tomorrow. It's a hot day again with 98. And after tomorrow night, a chance of thunderstorms and mostly cloudy with our lows of 72. Wednesday calls for 99, and the Wednesday night call is about 68. Thursday calls for a high of 99. Thursday night was 65. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Gosh, we just had somebody that we share offices with that said that drive-by shooting happened on her road last night.
Yeah, Strawberry Lane. They had a drive-by shooting out there in Anderson. I don't have a lot of information on that one. We've got a lot of stuff. Okay, we just rebooted everything here, so the chat room's back up and those kind of things. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. 2225 Hilltop Drive. You can get it all there. They've got the only train watch repairman. They can design and build jewelry there. They have a super selection of estate jewelry, plus more. All this at Four Winds Jewelry. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Running the homeless out of town is a civil rights nightmare. Donnie's centralization of services sounds good, but using expensive Stillwater property means it won't happen. But the 40 acres on Metz Road next to Clear Creek Sewer Plant is paid for. That's an idea. Now, what Don said, do we have is Sally on the line? She's calling back. Okay. What Don said was, and we know Don, he is very liberal, and what he said was, is it's what happened. We've gotten to the point where there's all these places to help people, literally 200 places to help people in this town, all right? And yet you've got some that just won't do it.
Right.
They don't want to. They don't want to be held responsible. They don't want to do this stuff. What do you
do?
They
don't want to show up.
And they don't want to show up. They just want to continue to rob people, steal from people, and do these things. So what do you do then? Well, but if they won't take it, well, you can't move them away. Well, but Don, what are you going to do then? There's got to be something that, yeah, maybe we do need to push those people and keep pushing them. Oh, they'll just go to another community. Well, let that community worry about it. I'm sorry, but this is what you do to your house. You make your house harder to break into. Not because you want them to go to your neighbor, but because you don't want them to come into your house. If they, you know, if your house is too hard to break into and they go to your neighbor's house who is easy to break into, you know, I kind of feel, you know, gee, I'm sorry. But that, you know, I've protected my house, my home, my community. Let's go to the phones.
Sally, good morning. What is on your mind and what's happening tonight?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm glad you're talking about this subject because tonight we have for our guest speaker, Shannon Hicks, who is one of the organizers behind the Recall Reading petition. And he will be talking about what they're doing, why they're doing it, be there to answer people's questions if they have any doubts. We encourage people to come on out, get informed about this recall effort at 6 o'clock tonight at 3276 Pacelli Lane. And also, as you know, we have our court case coming up this Friday, and we will be organizing rides to go down to Sacramento to listen to the hearing that is Friday in Sacramento. So we encourage people to come on out and get a ride. Let's go down and watch history happen.
All right. Thank you. What time again, place, all that good stuff?
Yes, it's tonight at 6 o'clock. Well, we have our Jefferson meeting that starts at 5:30. We encourage people to come on out at 5:30, get your questions answered about Jefferson, and then our meeting starts at 6 at 3276 Pacelli Lane.
All right. Thank you so much, Sally.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, Carl.
Yes,
Tim. And Linda, I do want to add something. Carl, what you just said was spot on, and it's very true. We talked about this on Sovereign Minds yesterday. What's happening is I think we're all running out of compassion.
Well, when you get people, you get people like Donnie Chamberlain, yes, and Don, whom we know very well, they've gotten to this point. And that is a real telltale right there. It's one thing for Terry and Carl to say, you know, I've had it. But when you get other people like that, wow.
I think a lot of people have. On one last point, the lady you had on Thursday was very, very good. And the point she made where she tried to help that homeless man who, or transient or whatever way we want to differentiate these folks, when he slept in the back of her car, and then the next morning she comes out and looks in her car and he's in there getting on with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, see, the problem is when you reach out to a lot of these people, they'll just go ahead and take advantage of you. And really and truly, I think you can kind of tell the ones that are really out there, but really, Is it up to our community to keep putting up with this and have it be normal? My compassion's about gone. I don't know about you, but I really at this point, we need to just get rid of them. I mean, I don't really, you know, somebody has a solution, that's great, but I don't really know what else to do.
Well, you know, and I think that the community's gotten to that point, and there was an article in the paper by Germano, Dean Germano, who's from the and he said, well, what good did that do? Okay, we moved him around. They didn't stay in jail and all that.
Right,
of course, he's
right.
from the, you know, he is head of the one of the facilities. He's the chief executive officer of the Shasta Community Health Center, Dean Germano. But, and I understand what he's saying, but on the other hand, when we get to that point is, yes, it does work. It does if you continually push them and push them and push them. And I use the analogy of you keep your house safe. And if they unfortunately go to another house that, that has open doors, well, I'm sorry, but I'm keeping my home, my family, and my community safe. If they go to another community, let them figure it out.
I think that's a good point. And one last thing I do want to say is the article in the paper about the guy who was arrested four times, and then goes out and stabs all these people. I mean, really and truly, Carl, even as, I mean, you've been here for what, 8 or 9 years? Even looking at
10 years
ago, looking back on our community, would you have ever guessed that would happen in our community?
No. No, I was, I'm totally surprised that it's that, and that here's the thing is, the leadership in our community has been facing this for the same, you know, they've been here as long as I have, and I don't see any more jail space, I don't see any more things being done. I see things now on the city side being done, and frankly, I believe a lot of that was done because of the recall. And you know what? I know maybe that's being cynical on my part, but I just noticed that everything started with the recall.
I don't think it's being cynical. I think you hit it spot on. Anyway, I'll let you guys get
back.
Okay,
yeah, we've got some more people.
Thanks, Harry. Okay, let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning. You're on live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'd like to weigh in a little bit about the what they're talking about now.
Sure. I'm on. We're on now.
The solution to the problem that nobody seems to understand is that if these people want to get food, they want to get health care, then let them work for it.
Oh.
Give them a bag and let them pick up dirt stuff along the roads.
Oh,
come
no.
back in,
yeah,
trade the bag for food.
Hey, you know what? I absolutely 100% agree with you. If you come in and it's in your able body, then fine. Then if you want, before we give you money, whatever it is, go on out and here's your block.
You'd be
surprised clean it up.
How fast they'd thin out.
Yeah.
Well, incidentally, Carl, I heard on Fox News last night that they defaced a statue in L.A. Near the San Fernando Mission of a Spanish priest yesterday.
Well, that's interesting. I wonder why. Oh, because of slavery?
Well, they had some stuff written on it about him being a murderer and such.
Oh, of course. Oh, no. You know, a lot of people will blame the Spanish priest when they came here enslaving and killing the Native Americans.
Well, I agree with that, but the fact is that they're going to pick it on the Catholic statues.
Well, that's what I mean. This has not stopped Jackson. They've gone after Jackson, Andrew Jackson's statue in New Orleans.
And
because I'm not sure why,
except he's on
a horse. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
We're going to take a quick break. Bill, hang on till we get back from the break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cedar Tree Restaurant. Great food, great service. You know what? It is absolutely great food there. Breakfast at the Cedar Tree Restaurant or lunch is just outstanding. You will remember it. It's a little bit of a drive, but hey, look, we're all out there. It takes, 10 minutes, and you can get there. Great prices. The service is outstanding. Cedar Tree Restaurant down in Palisades. We'll be right back. After these messages, it's 16 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 73 degrees, going up to 101 today.
When I was young, lying in the grass, I felt so safe, no warming bath. Of sunlight, vast open sky, could do no harm.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family.
Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. This is America, a country where at least half of the population still believe in godly moral values. They still believe this country was created for a godly purpose. We will never allow the overthrow of our country and Constitution from within. We will protect our God-given rights, such as freedom of speech and religion, and our right to protect ourselves and loved ones at any cost. But let's never forget, real freedom begins in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and the Bob. 19 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. If you haven't noticed that the bump music coming in, and Jared's just doing an outstanding job. It all has to do with sunshine and today. And, of course, the solar eclipse starts here in about 50 minutes. Right here in Reading, it's going to be like an 88 to 90%, something like that here in Reading. The point is, don't stare at the sun. If you've got Dutch Bro glasses, take them back because they have been recalled. All of them have been recalled.
Take them back
to where
you originally bought them.
Where you originally bought them from, the Dutch Bros, where you bought it at, and they're going to give you a free drink.
We're not even sure if people bought them or if they were given away.
Whatever it was. They're going to just take them back to Dutch Bros to where you bought them, and they're going to give you a free drink.
Let's go to the phones.
Well, 20 minutes after the hour, and let's go to the phones.
Okay, Bill, good morning. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind?
Yes, on this homeless deal, does the city have any kind of an emergency set up in case something happened to the jail or something where they could set them up, say, at the fairgrounds and pick people from all the different police units and keep them there and do something with them until they...
I think what
cutting them loose.
I, you know what, Bill? I think what would happen, just in my opinion, if they had to shut the jail down, like, you know, they had some kind of something happen real quick, is that they would load these prisoners out and take them to the Susanville and lock them up there or to some major place. Because there's no facilities around here. Like, you can't put them into the National Guard, you know, National Guard buildings. Because there's no way of segregating the really bad guys or the violently ill or mentally ill, you know, or violent and all that. So I'm not sure what their plan is. There is no plan at all, though, for expanding the jails. And this is something we need to talk to the Board of Supervisors about and keep their feet to the fire. But nobody's done that yet. But now we've got a bunch of people running for office that the thing you need to ask them, each one of them, what are you going to do about jail space? And hold them to it.
It's crazy.
It is crazy, sir. Thanks a lot for your phone
call.
Bye-bye. I wanted to also bring up, too, that I know today is just amazing with the solar eclipse. I found this article, and I'm just going to be quick. It is about, It goes like this. All it took was 20 seconds. That's how long two Oregon men say they looked at a partial solar eclipse with their naked eyes 55 years ago before it burned their retinas, causing permanent blindness. Nothing has changed, 70-year-old Lou Tomolsky told NBC's Today Show of the damage he sustained. It doesn't get any worse or better. He said he was walking home from high school in Bend, Oregon with his friend in 1962 when they both looked up at the sun, each with one eye. Both men are now warning people to plan to watch Monday's eclipse to make sure they do so with proper safety protections. We both got burned at the same time. He got the left eye and I got the right eye.
Jeez. Okay.
20 seconds.
I don't know how else to tell people this. Now, there was a letter to the editor in the paper. I got a lot out of the paper this weekend. You know, I slammed the paper on a regular basis for good reason.
You're not alone.
You know, I'm not alone. I mean, I think they're saying, I think if you asked the editors and got them, you know, in a bar and had a beer with them, they'd say the same thing about, you know, how some of the things have been taken out of their hands. There's a letter, it says, let me just read the first part. It's wrong to label racism solely as white supremacy when white male supremacy is the true father of all bigotry. Eliminating the word male makes white supremacy about race only when racism is the inevitable offspring of an entrenched, culturally imposed, and widely internalized system, sexism. Male supremacy is a worldview that makes the human male the supreme power in being in the universe, historically giving males justification to violently invade, conquer, enslave, and exploit the lesser other, starting with females. The whole letter goes on like that to find out is that the whole problems in the world is because of white supremacy, white male supremacy. Susie Coffey of Manton has, when you're in it, and then she goes after Trump and any other white male, that it's all their fault. It's amazing when I read that because I've known plenty of, plenty of people in the world that were females that were pretty tough and things like that. When I see something like that, this is something that's just, it's a hatred that I'm surprised they're blaming everything on males. What if somebody wrote this back and said, the reason that there's sexism is because of women, because of the way they dress, the way they act, and all these other things. I mean, that, of course, is wrong. So how can you blame all white males for everything that goes wrong? Wars, sexism, everything. How can you blame males for that, white males? Can you do that, Jared? Can you do it? I mean, is it true? Is it white male supremacy? Is that this is why everything is gone to hell in a handbasket? We should turn over the world to women. If that's the case, hey, I'm all for this. Turn it over to women and see what they can do. I mean, they're out there. They're in positions of power.
I think if I'm not mistaken, this particular woman that writes very controversial letters to the editor.
Well,
and what it is opening up conversations. That's something that's very interesting because, you know, we've always said, now you look at what's happened in the last 50 years. I mean, you know, it was men that went to the moon.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying that there were a lot of things that were closed to women to even try. And so that's why they call it the glass ceiling, the ceiling. And, you know, it was a very common practice that men would whistle and pat a woman on the, you know, on the hiney and wink and make sexual remarks. That was commonplace in my mother's era of work. And if you didn't, you know, my mother was able to kind of get through that in the workforce.
I wouldn't mess with your mother. I wouldn't mess with June. Little old sweet June. Let's go to the phones. Is that Dan?
Dar.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I happen to like men, and I happen, you know, and I'm really tired of the way, this is not what I call to talk about, but I'm really tired of the way that they've attacked men in our country and our society and putting them down because we need our men, and I'm not too happy with the leaders who are women in our country, but that's not why I called.
Okay.
I would just like to say part of this homeless problem, I wish the people would stop giving them money when they're standing on the corners. And I think that would help a lot if we start given these panhandlers money because they just grab the money and stick it in their pockets. And the other day, I felt almost like I was in a different country. All the people, all the strange-looking people walking around the Walmart shopping center across from Costco. And then when I was in Walmart, I don't know if you've been in there lately, but you cannot go in there and pick out your can of spray paint anymore. It's behind glass, and the glass is locked. And the same goes for the shaving equipment and your shaving cream. It's all behind a glass case, and it's locked, and you have to get a sales associate to come and get it for you, and then she has to take it up to the counter for you.
Because of the theft problems. Yeah. I believe that.
You know, I mean, come on, let's put them behind bars and let our merchandise sit out free again, you know?
I thought that they were looking at a law to make it illegal to give panhandlers money. You know, and if they haven't done that, that should be one of them. And you know what? And I hate to say this, but if you're giving money to a panhandler, then maybe you need to get a ticket, and we need to publicize that if they could make it illegal.
Well, I'm, you know, that would help a lot if they'd stop giving them money. They approach you in the shopping. I had one guy approach me one day in one of the grocery shopping lots, and I looked at him and I said to him, you know, I said, you look pretty healthy. I said, why don't you have a job? And he became aggressive with me and started coming at me.
Well. You know,
yeah.
What this, you know, this thing is that we need to help the ones that we can help, and we need to get organized on that. And I don't think it's organized. But then the ones that don't want help, it's time to move them out. And how do you do that? You just keep pushing them and pushing them and pushing them. I'm not saying that you get violent or anything like this. But if they're in the park, you move them. If they're on public property, you move them. If they're on private property, you move them until they decide they want to be someplace else. The ones that we can help, let's just help. Get them off the streets, get them jobs, the whole thing. Anything we can do. If they don't want to, let's get rid of them. The other thing we do is find another 100 jail beds for the bad ones out there that we can lock up now. So thanks, Star.
How about sending back to Mexico about the 30% of the prisoners that are illegals in our prison system?
Well, that's probably a good start, but I don't know how they're going to do that. First of all, the other countries want to. They have to say, yeah, we'll take them back. Of course, at that point, you can start cutting off, you know, aid and all these things. Okay, Dar, we got to run. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Hey, coming up at the break, we're really excited. You know, here's a couple who have really put their heart and soul into a fantastic brewing company that is an IPO. Here, called Wild Card Brewery. Well, they're in the house. They're going to be with us right after this break here on KCNR 1460, and they've got a new thing called the IPA India Pale Ale. And hey, Beer Week is coming up for some of those people, all of you who love beer.
Yay.
Yeah. Jared's Rolina, August 18th is coming. So we're going to be talking about that when we get back after the break here on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
I stumbled through the darkness. My footsteps were unsure. I live with
an Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. 73 degrees going up to 101 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. What else could you want? But man's last stronghold. The only type of styling gel they have there is butch wax. So, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, we have with us two. You know, we talk about businesses.
Owner-founders.
Yeah, you know, talk about businesses that, you know, that don't make it, or you're watching them all the time, you know, collapsing, but not this one. And not only that, they bring in just the best samples. And we're, of course, talking about Wild Card Brewery.
Hello.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Are you kidding?
I'm reading a little bit about you guys, that you have this passion for beer, and that you put for, when you got married, you guys met in college,
mm-hmm.
and when you got married, you put together, you know, the presents.
Those were our wedding favors, yeah.
Your wedding favors were what?
It was brown-eyed girl and blue-eyed boy. It was a blonde and a brown ale that we brewed down in San Luis Obispo where we were going to college. We were able to get a friend to custom design some labels. And
who's actually doing our labels again for us now.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? Now, so did it begin there? Did it begin like, you know, this is something that we can do as a couple. Let's launch this. Or was that idea before your marriage?
It was. It really came together after we got married. We both had an entrepreneurial streaking us and loved beer, and we're going around checking out all the different breweries, and one of the things just clicked is this is an industry we want to be in. It's so collaborative rather than competitive, and even now we have almost 5,000 breweries in the U.S. It's still very, very collaborative. We did a couple collaboration brews last week with Fall River Brewing Company and the guys up at Bend Brewing Company. It's just an industry you want to be in. There's a famous quote from somebody in the industry that says it's 99% we'll say butthole free, but really, I'm stuffing in words. I'm not sure what I can say here. But.
Don't worry, if they're really wrong, try to keep the hyphenated words out.
Okay.
You know, butthole we can go with.
No, right. I might have gotten
too late now. Or a buttload or things like
that. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, we totally get the gist. So it really is free of the competitiveness. It's a really
it's
inclusive
fun industry. Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. Okay. So now you guys have some new, like you said, new releases. I'm on your site, new limited releases that started on August 1st. Do you want to talk a little bit about what you did?
We've been doing a ton of new releases of late. We've got our core year-round beers that folks know us for, but if you come into either of our tasting rooms, we've got a lot of new beers on tap all the time, and we're seeing a lot of demand for that, so we're trying to keep up with that as best we can. And the guys in the back of the house are really responsible for all these new fun recipes that have been coming out.
And we started with every 45 days, we have a new 16-ounce can that rotates. So our year-round beers are in 12-ounce cans, and then we have 16-ounce cans that rotate every 45 days that are distributed in supermarkets and grocery stores as well as the pubs.
How big are you guys now?
We're growing each year. So we're going to do about 2,500 barrels, which is about 5,000 full-size kegs of beer this year.
Wow.
That's great.
Now, I remember some time ago we did a Purple Heart for the Purple Heart fundraiser, and you and I were, and you were doing the beer, and I was doing the wine, a celebrity pour or something like that, at a place that's no longer here. But at that point, I had a chance to get to meet you, and I really loved your disposition and loved your energy, and that was probably about 4 years ago.
I think so. That was
so
forever
at
ago.
That point, you didn't really have a storefront.
No, we were doing contracting at that time. That's kind of how we got our start. We started with just bare bones tasting room in the space that we're in now. It's 4,000 square feet, but at that time it was just concrete and a tasting room. And it's really grown, and we've been able to flourish just with the outpour of support that we've gotten from this community. So now it's full of tanks. We've been able to open a second space downtown here, the Tide House, and
that's
beer and
that's
cans
on,
now.
That's on Butte Street, right? One on Butte
Corner
Street.
Corner on Pine and Butte.
And where's your original one?
Out on Crossroads Drive, out on the east side of town.
Right. Off Old Oregon Trail.
Right, right. Okay. And that was just that little bit. But the one downtown is...
That's nice. Been wonderful to be centrally located and have a space with that kind of ambiance. It's if you come in there, it's just really bright, open, really welcoming, and that's
okay,
been a good space.
Tell us
for
exactly
us.
Where that is, because it's is it
the address is Butte, but it's actually
it's not,
on Pine.
Yes, that, see that's the one because you're right next to like to
you're,
the,
across
you're in that new correct. Building across from Corbett,
yeah,
next to the building. Chamber of Commerce,
mm-hmm. the red with the awning, yeah. pretty awning,
the canvas striped awning.
Can't
that's
miss it.
Right.
Yeah, I know it says Butte Street, and I'm going. I know that. We can say Butte Street, but it's really Pine Street. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, cool.
So now Fridays, I'm looking on site, you got Foodie Friday.
Yeah, so every Friday from 5 to 8 down here downtown at the Tide House, we've got a food truck that'll pull up curbside, and we've got tacos and burgers and various things. The menu kind of changes each week. There's two local vendors that are doing that for us right now. So.
And then also at any time, Mary's and From the Hearth will both deliver to our location.
That's been awesome.
That's fantastic.
Anytime yeah. during the weekend.
Cool. Now, something else that I
we
didn't
like,
know about.
We love Mary's.
Oh, they're,
and
they're,
yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they get
great
over there.
Relationship.
Super
yeah.
And From
easy.
The Hearth is just around the corner.
Yeah, they're
so.
Wonderful.
All, you know what? Here's what I like. All local. You know,
right.
And we're, you know, kind of we're all in this together type thing. And they're, you know, and you right now going downtown, that's a leap of faith. Tell us why, because you knew the problems that were going on,
yes.
obviously, which things we've all been facing now for like the last 4 or 5 years, and you just said, nah, we're going into this new building.
We were looking for a space downtown. We've been looking for quite some time, and then we got in touch with the Whites who built that building from the ground up and really had a similar spirit to what we wanted to see in downtown Reading, which is our hometown. So what we wanted was let's put in businesses that are bringing people down, and we think that's the best way to fix any problems we have downtown is just more businesses and more positive businesses. And we've had so many people since we opened say, I've never in Reading, I've lived here my whole life, but I've never come down, had a beer at your place, went out to dinner, and then had a nightcap somewhere else. And they walked the whole downtown Reading.
And this is what we're trying to build down here. Mm-hmm. You must, you all friends with Danny Knott?
Mm-hmm. He's my college roommate.
Okay. Florida. Talking to you was just like, I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, you know what? You know what? They're cloned here.
Oh
it's exactly
really?
The same thing. And we totally agree with that. That you can now, even better, you can live downtown. You can come down. Go over there, have a beer, have somebody eat, walk around, have, just like you said, have a drink someplace else. Next place is for music. Have some music out
yeah.
there mm-hmm. every night so somebody can go into a nice place and hear some music and then go back home again. Absolutely.
We're
and,
doing that with
and
the
we,
dip.
And we
I
can
say with the
yeah.
dip, our friends yep. over the
That's
dip
right.
have done a great job. And,
yeah.
and it's great when you talk to all the restaurant and bar owners downtown. And as these new ones come in, they're excited. They say it's making it more of an area where people are coming in. Let's
more
meet up
people.
Somewhere and we'll figure it out. And more people
yeah. push out the
it just creates
push out ones that maybe should, we don't
light.
Want to.
Yeah.
You guys, I'm seeing this on your site that is, I think, is such a. I'm going to say the word groovy. First and third,
because that's where we come from.
First and third Thursday of the month, vinyl. I mean, you can't get better. Vinyl is my era, so I listen to CDs and vinyl is it. So you have. Join us downtown the first and third Thursday of every month. We're going to ditch Spotify for the night and go old school.
That's,
well, that's
really
me.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. So people bring in their favorite record, and you guys just play it for a while.
Yeah, and this really stemmed from our team. You know, we're so fortunate to have a great staff, and they came up to us with this idea. We're like, all right, let's give it a try, see how it goes. And it's become a regular thing, and people know now that, yes, you can bring in your own vinyl. It gets put on a playlist. We've got a person there that kind of DJs and organizes this throughout the night. It's a really good time. It sounds
the best thing about having a really young staff, you know, I'm almost 35 and I'm one of the older people on staff now. We've got 11 employees in here. It's the young guys, and they're so into it and passionate about the beer and Wild Card, and they've got new ideas every day. So we're able to try these new ideas out, and some of them stick. Like Final Night is a fantastic example.
I've got to ask you this, being Gramps. Do they call you Pops down there, by the way?
not if they want a paycheck.
Not if they want to live past the other.
Yeah.
What beers failed? Have you had this great idea and you put it together? And it was just like, oh, it
yeah.
didn't work.
Some
I don't mean fail, but
it just
was a surprise.
Yeah, some of the ones that have sold better than others are surprised. We started out making really English style beers,
uh-huh.
and we've, I don't want to say abandoned, but pushed most of those to the back burner in favor of more West Coast style beers, a lot of hop forward beers. The beers with different additives, our grapefruit IPA is something that has taken off that we did not think would continue to grow and grow.
Okay, now this is for some people that, you know, this whole thing, you know, of the beer. IPA, mm-hmm. India Pale Ale. Mm-hmm. What exactly, because you see so many IPAs, what exactly does that mean?
Well, IPA is originally known for the beer that went from England, Burton-upon-Trent, down around to India. It's brewed typically a little stronger alcohol volume and higher hopped. That's been turned on its head for a lot of things right now. A lot of the IPAs that we're coming out with aren't as bitter as your traditional IPA, where it still has a ton of hop and fruit flavor that we're deriving from the hops, but it doesn't have that lingering bitterness.
Okay.
Not as harsh.
Yeah. So it's not as harsh. So that when people see IPA in different kinds like that.
And one of the best things about coming to the brewery is, yeah, you can get a flight, but if you just say, oh, I'm between these two, I really like IPAs, which one, you know, the bartender will pour you a little taste, and we want you to leave with the beer that you like. We know we've got 10 fantastic beers on tap, and we'll find the right one for you.
Now, did you come here today? Well, first of all, we're so happy to have you here. We're going to talk about Reading Beer Week and the Symphony on the Beach and some of the things and the fact you have something new to share with us.
Yes, and a very exciting announcement. Jeff and I have been working our tails off for the last year, almost year and a half now, self-distributing our beer down into the Bay Area. So either he or I are down there every single week with the pickup truck, taking kegs of beer down to bars and restaurants down in that area that are big on craft beer. And we did this as kind of a trial run to see how it would be received in that area. And it's been fantastic. And folks down there have been really excited to try something new and see something from the North State. They really still consider us local. And with that support, we've since made the decision to open a tasting room and have a hub down in Albany, which is just right north of Berkeley. And we're hoping to open that by the end of the year.
Wow, expansion.
Yes, it's very scary and exciting.
So, yeah, but we want you all to be nationwide. Or do you want Or do you want that?
That's not something that I want, no.
Please, no.
But, you know, adding this hub, yeah.
Do you want to do like a Dutch Brothers thing where you have like maybe 10 stores that are under your control and then people can franchise off?
Not necessarily franchise off, but have more things that are under our control so people can really, you know, try Wildcard, know it's at its peak. We distribute a lot of our own beers, so we know we're getting into the restaurant on time. If you go nationwide, there's worry. There's several other things that can go wrong.
Now you're talking about a large-scale brewery, right?
And when you look at it, you know, there was a couple hundred breweries, you know, 15, 20 years ago. There's over 5,000 now. So that just going big and going nationwide is more and more difficult.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got back, we were in Alaska, and they talked about the two main things that are like very, very popular in Alaska are breweries and coffee houses.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere we went, we
did a flight of beer up there.
Every place.
And there was a blonde beer they had that just, it was like, wow. I mean, because I'm not big into the, you know, the heavier beers.
That's how it starts. But
my buddy Ted Leidy, who just, he's an IPA guy all the way. And, but they had, you know, but I've had others that were stouter that left no aftertaste like that. So I love your stuff. And I mean, and so when, you know, people bring us things to the, what we can bring to the party? Wild Card. Bring me Wild Card. And then, you know, so then I've got, you know.
So quickly, before we take a break, let's talk about your in Albany and your new tasting room. Is it a tasting room?
It will be a tasting room.
Why don't we get to this right after the
break? Okay, let's talk about it.
Because,
so
you know,
I want to see how you implement your team and get your team out there. And did you train them here? Are they moving from here to that kind of thing?
Sure.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? It's still going to be 101. It's going to be up in the hundreds. And then you're thinking, okay, I've beaten the summer. And then what's going to happen? We'll have that one day of fall, and it's going to be cold. So you want to go to a company that is absolutely the best in HVAC, and that's Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and Pam have had this company over 25 years. It's a better-known business, voted best in the North State, and there's a reason why. They are the best in the North State. This is who we go to. It's the only people we recommend for heating and air conditioning work. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. Alliance Heating and Air. Hey, we'll be right back with Wild Card.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated. Because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Golf, great food, and a great event all come together on September 18th for the Riverfront Playhouse Golf Tournament at the Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Enjoy 18 holes of golf, and your tax-deductible donation will help to open the doors of the new Riverfront Playhouse in downtown Reading.
The tournament includes lunch and an awards banquet immediately following golf.
For more information, call 524-0223 or register online at riverfrontplayhouse.net.
Sponsored in part by Reading Rancheria, Foothill Distributing, Custom Imprints, and Riggs Media Consulting.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on Eclipse Day. This is a great American eclipse. Don't look into the sun. We've talked about this before. A couple guys, my goodness, they were
lost their vision in their eyes after 20 seconds.
50 years ago looking up in the eclipse and for 20, yep. Mm-hmm.
Hey, we have Bad Bob who is up there in the eclipse zone right now.
Good morning, Bad Bob.
Hey, good morning from Independence, Oregon, right near Salem, Oregon. We're a couple of miles west of Interstate 5 as we speak. Here on the Hollis Family Farm, overlooking some beautiful farmland. We've got the equipment set up. Whole bunch of people standing around waiting for the Great American Eclipse. Say hello, everybody.
Hey, Bob. Bob, tell them if they've got, I don't know if you've heard, but Dutch Bro has recalled all of their glasses.
Dutch Bro
has recalled all of those solar glasses because they're suspect. So if anybody's got them from Dutch Bro, don't use them.
No, we're not. Seriously,
that's serious. Serious.
Big Amazon thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just in case you can tell people.
So how is it? Is it completely packed? Is it? You know, they talked about that they thought expected more of a crowd, and some people said that they didn't. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're on a family farm, so it's just about 20 people here, and we're in the middle of some wide open fields.
Ooh.
We've got great visibility. The weather could not possibly be better. The clouds that were anticipated never materialized. You can thank my wife, the meteorologist, for that one, I guess. We've got just beautiful viewing. We've got our viewing instruments set up, the filters. We've got some glasses that we know are good. We've got a telescopes with the filters, and also a sort of pinhole camera that's big enough for several people to look at once. So we're really looking forward to an actual first contact. In other words, when you'll first see a little bite being taken out of the sun, happens in about 15 minutes at 9:05, and then the period of totality begins at about 10:15, if I'm looking at the at 10:16 is the beginning of totality, which will continue for 2 minutes, and then the moon shadow will leave this, or well, the moon will finish crossing the sun at 11:37. So we're looking forward to just some real interesting times. We're going to be taking some time-lapse photos, and it's going to be just a great big party here at the Great American Solar Eclipse, Carl and Linda.
Well, Bob, Bad Bob, thanks so much for giving us a call.
And Brenda, expect
you to send us some of those pictures. We can put them on the website.
Right. We'll get some stuff and put it up on Facebook. We're actually taking a time-lapse of the countryside as that will accelerate the process of the darkening and then lightening again. And we'll be posting that and bringing back just some pictures. This is a beautiful sight, and we really want to thank the Hollis family for their hospitality. They had coffee and some breakfast ready for us, and we wound up sleeping in the car for a couple hours because we weren't sure of the traffic. Some of the rest stops to the south of us, very packed, but it's not quite the madness. It's not the apocalypse that everybody – it sort of went Y2K on us, as a matter of fact.
Well, we've heard today is that a lot of people stayed back because they were afraid after they heard everything and the National Guard coming out to help keep things moving that they just didn't come. Anyway, Bad Bob, you all take care up there.
Thank you for the update.
And thanks for the update, buddy, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet. Bye.
Too bad we
That's our producers up there.
Right.
So
we're really excited about that. Okay, if you're tuning in with us, we've got Jeff and Jenny Hansen. They are the owners and, co-founders, creators of Wild Card Brewing Company. We're very excited about the fact that they've made an announcement that they're doing a second tap room in Albany. But, of course, here in Reading, they have with the candy striped awning down on Pine Street across from Corbett's, their tasting house and food and vinyl night and all this really good stuff.
You need to go to their website at
really
Wild Card.
Beautiful
it's
website,
got everything out
the
there. Yeah.
Reading Beer Week, August 18th.
We're in it.
Let's
here
talk about it.
I thought you all were it.
Oh, man. I think there were 30-plus breweries that came out to opening ceremonies at the Civic on Friday night.
Right.
Really well-run event by Catalyst. A lot of fun. And then a huge lineup of events going on all throughout town this whole week.
We had our first event yesterday, which was our Pints and Poses that Jenny put on, our beer yoga event, which was sold out.
It was fabulous.
Where was that?
It was at the Tide House. We cleared out all the furniture. Sun Oaks Fitness came and lent us, one of their fabulous instructors, came and led a great class. We had our beer cans up in the sky and behind our head and every wild pose we could do without filling our beers. It was a lot of fun.
How fun. Now
tomorrow
that would
get you've more got people into yoga.
Your right. Fall River collaboration release.
Yes, we're doing that at the Tide House and at Crossroads tomorrow. We'll tap that keg. It was a collaboration we did with those guys. It's got 150 pounds of local nectarines from Julia's Fruit Stand in Los Molinos. It's got some really great fruit qualities to it. And then if you want to grab an early taste of that, you can do it tonight at Shameless. We'll be there.
What is this cabaret show at Armando's?
That's going to be a blast. You know, Armando's art gallery in town, he does some really fun events with
He's
a lot
there.
Of flair.
He
really does a wonderful job at entertaining his guests. We're going to be out there with two different beers to feature, and he's got a lovely show put together.
Okay, now that's going to be the 25th, so sign up in advance.
Yes, you can grab tickets
Symphony
from him.
Symphony on the Beach, what are you doing? That's going to be August 26th. What's happening with that?
That's something we've poured. I think this will be the third symphony that we've poured out. It's a fantastic event out at Whiskey Town, and we're pouring out there. I'm not sure if it's the Reading or the Chico Symphony this year, but if you've never been out there, it's awesome. Right at Brandy Creek there. The cove is filled with boats. Otherwise,
yeah, we were there last year on a boat. We came kind of, you know. Rolling.
It's a beautiful
Yeah, if you have a boat, do it. Otherwise, bring some lawn chairs. Get there early, play, and then right as the sun starts to go down, they start to play. It's a fantastic event and a one-of-a-kind thing in Northern California.
It says the Shasta Symphony. We know many of the people that are in there. You know, the one thing that wasn't even all these events that are going on, and on the 23rd, Linda and I are down during Beer Week at the VFW. 1934.
Oh, that's right
down there next to Woody's.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're there to, you know, and the for a lot of people who've never been in a VFW, the doors are wide open and the beer will be flowing from 3 to 7 for us. So, but you've covered, gosh, almost every day, every place.
Well, and Saturdays, if you want, for our listeners right now, I know you're getting ready to go outside. We're going to just rip out of here, too, as we get our glasses that we got at Turtle Bay, and we're going to be heading out to check out the eclipse as well. But Saturdays, every Saturday at 4:30, anybody who wants to come and do a behind-the-scenes tour, I think that's really great. You guys open your door to say, here's who we are, this is what we're about. Come on in.
It's a really great opportunity for us to showcase the fact that all this beer is made right here in Reading, and people are able to see the facility, check out the equipment. A lot of times our brew house staff is in the back anyway, so they get a really nice in-depth tour of exactly how our beers are made back there.
How many people do you all employ?
We have 11 employees.
11
now.
Employees now.
That's going to raise to between 15 and 20 once we get the Albany space open.
Now, will those people be hired out of the Albany area, or are you training people here that are going to maybe move and take over the Albany?
A little bit of both. We're very fortunate. We've got a fantastic tap room manager that's been with us for 3.5 years, and she's excited to move down to the Bay Area and help us open that space. So that's a veteran employee of ours that does an outstanding job. We are very grateful to have her stay on with us and to move down there to help us open that space. And then she'll reside in that area, and she'll be responsible for hiring some people out of there.
I have a question for you because, you know, Carl and I are married, and we started this business from a little piece of dark FCC license 8 years ago. And are you like us or like me? It's kind of hard to, you know, your business, you're together at 2 o'clock in the morning, you wake up with ideas, and it's just you're birthing the baby constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys do that for you too?
We do a ton of that back and forth.
Well, we do have two little kids, a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old, so that keeps us very grounded.
They'll tell us to stop working and come out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that makes you stop like that.
It definitely does. It's a really good balance.
And they're at school. The 6-year-old now.
Yep. Boulder Creek, first grader.
All right.
How was that, Daddy?
She's got her glasses today too.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. It's a really good school over there. So.
No, I just meant great for your kids. Just that's wonderful. You guys have great energy, and we love what you're doing. We love the positivity that you guys are breathing into our world and our community. And that's all you hope at the end of the day, have I made it a better place?
Thank you. We're excited that this Bay Area site, you know, the hope really is that we expose this to a lot of folks down in that area. And of course, they're traveling up and down I-5 all the time. Hopefully they pop in, see the brewery and do a tour themselves and check out Reading.
And stay overnight in Reading. And
right.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
Really good
stuff.
Up here.
One of the things they were asked about is what do we need in downtown Reading? And this is from Kenny Breedlove several years ago when I really liked the idea of our young entrepreneurs jumping into this, taking over, you know, because this is yours now. And we may not have handed, you know, a great thing over to you, but at least you've got a good base. But I said, what's the one thing we need downtown? He says, a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
That people can just stay in, that you can recommend, and that they can then start going to all these places down here. And I think he's right. I think some of them are starting really cleaning their act up across the road here. But it's I think we're on the verge.
Yeah, my aunt and uncle are in town next week, and they're staying right here downtown. I'm excited that they're doing that. They wanted to be downtown. They wanted to be near the action. And I'm excited to hear their experience. I think hopefully it'll be great.
How do people get a hold of you all?
You can go to wildcardbrewingco.com or just Google Wildcard Brewing Company and we'll pop right up. Or stop into either the production facility off Crossroads or the Tide House downtown.
The Tide House downtown and the candy stripe awnings out there right next to the Chamber of Commerce right across from Corbett's. All of them, I mean, you're not going to be sorry for doing this. And they also brought us a couple samples.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
I see a blue can and a green can.
We did. The blue can is our throwback Pilsner, and the green can is our North State IPA. Those are our two flagship beers and the only two beers that we produce year-round and have in the can.
I love the packaging on them. They're kind of retro.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right now,
was that the idea?
Right now, we have gone so
far. Oh, okay.
Far
all right.
Over
we love you guys. Have a great day.
Everybody, go on down
Thanks
the
for having
house.
Us, guys.
All right. Oh,
yeah.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be right back. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 in the morning, and I'll just get off the air right now.
Bye.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Which opportunity?
Observations of the solar corona, the superheated upper atmosphere of the sun, which is very difficult to measure.